Coach, how did you feel about the early part of the first period? A little bit of rust there maybe, but they seemed to pick it up, that 5-on-3, seemed to get the guys going.
Yeah, well, I thought Nagel obviously performed very well, and in that sequence there, they had a number of good opportunities. I want to say it was Del Grosso that hit the goalpost, but they hit the pipe early on in that sequence. And then we were fortunate a couple just missed. I mean, they were labeled, and they just missed the net. And we were fortunate it went around and cleared the zone for us. But really, you know, Nagel deserves a lot of credit for that. Other than that, I thought the game was a pretty even game. I don't know. I thought there was times during the night when we carried the play, and I thought there was times in the night when they really carried the play. It's two very similar teams that I thought both played very hard tonight.
You guys blocked 14 shots tonight defensively. Talk about the way the team played.
Yeah, that was good. I was a little concerned that we were kind of leaving our feet at times to block shots, and we were vulnerable. And we're going to have to look at that tomorrow and make sure we're not dropping. And sometimes when you have to have desperation blocks, it means our positioning wasn't right. So I was concerned about our positioning in our own zone. The number of times we kind of had to jump around in order to make plays. So that's something we're going to take a look at.
Could you talk a little bit just how big it is to get the game one win, and then, you know, how hard it is going to be to close them out?
Yeah, it'll be hard. It's going to be tough to close it out. To me, it's not big at all to get the first win. There's, you know, the hardest win's going to be win number two, and that's the only one that matters right now. And so I don't know if anyone's too excited to hear about what, you know, it's nice to win, but nothing's been accomplished so far.
How do you feel about the play for power play tonight? Guys, two goals, but one they hardly had a chance to get set up on a penalty kill.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought we were okay on our on the power play, but like it wasn't like we had an overabundance of chances. I kind of just thought we capitalized on the couple of chances we had. I don't know. I thought the penalty kill did a pretty good job. We were just fortunate, to capitalize on the couple of chances we did have.
What? Obviously, that first period was really intense, back and forth. What did, you know, in that second period, what did getting that first goal do for you guys?
Nothing really made me more nervous. I was nervous before we scored. I was nervous after. I don't know. Truth, I was saying to them, it was a game of, you know, there was momentum shifts. There times where UNO, I thought, carried the play. There was times we carried the play. And there was also some periods you alluded to in the first. There was a lot of up and down action there. I don't know if either your team really sustained. It had territorial domination at all. It was just some good up and down the ice hockey. The one thing I appreciated from both teams, I thought both teams played hard, but both teams kept their cool, and there was no pushing, shoving, or no guarding after the whistle. It was just good hard hockey between whistles, and then after the whistle, guys lined right up.
It's a similar result on the scoreboard to the games here earlier against UNO. Did it feel like that, or what did it feel like, an entirely different game?
I really don't remember those games. We didn't go back and watch those games because it was so long ago. So, no, to me, I don't know. I can't remember those games very well. I just thought tonight's game was, you know, judged too by the shots on goal, I would say basically a dead heat, and where we capitalized on a couple of chances. I mean, there was a heck of a save. If you want to talk about a game-saving save, Pat Nagel made a leg save down at this end of the rink and then followed up by a glove save. Now, there's the moment that was huge for our team. I think it was 1-0 at the time, maybe 2-0. That's a big save. You know, that got us into the locker room and able to regroup a little bit.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, all set. Thanks, gang.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep.